Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
I did deliveries for a popular fast food place in my town during the end of my high school years. My friends all had jobs there too, but they purposefully scheduled us on separate shifts to prevent us from goofing off. It ruined all the fun, but the money was still nice to have. Mostly I would have no interesting stories about my work days, but this one night was an outlier. It was the weekend and I was working until 10. The orders were coming in steady, so I was doing deliveries one after the other. I was going in, grabbing the bag, driving to the house, and repeating that process non-stop. I think it was around 9 when I got this order, but I can't say for sure because I was kind of mindlessly running the deliveries at this point. I got the bag and pulled up the GPS location for the address, then started driving. Halfway through the drive, I realized this was taking me in a different direction than usual. I'd been this way before, but there weren't a ton of houses over here, so most orders would be in the other direction. I drove, not thinking too much of it, until I saw on the GPS that I was 1 minute away. Looking around, I didn't know a single place I could be 1 minute away from. There was nothing but trees and the road. No houses or shops. Literally nothing. Regardless, I drove until the GPS said I'd arrived, which was just a quarter mile further down. I pulled off to the side and did one quick look around, just in case I was missing something. Then I called the customer. The phone rang for a while before they finally picked up.
Hey, I drove to the address you put in, but it doesn't seem to be right. Can you please confirm the address?
I asked, hoping he just made a typo or something. He repeated the address back to me, but it was the same as the one I had in my GPS. Then he said something I wasn't expecting.
Wait, I think I see you.
I looked up ahead, and down the road, there was a person waving at me. I drove up next to him, but I had a bad feeling in my gut. I rolled the window down, and he immediately started apologizing, saying the address was tricky to find sometimes. He pointed behind him, saying his house was down that road. This road he was referring to looked more like a half-beaten dirt walking trail that went through the forest. I smiled and said it was all right, handing him the bag through the window. He smiled back and thanked me, watching me as I pulled back onto the road and did a U-turn. I looked in my mirror at the man still standing on the side of the road and just thought to myself about how strange that was. Not even a minute into the drive though, something started to feel wrong. My car was bumpy and leaning to the right, and it was getting increasingly worse by the second. It started to feel dangerous to even drive, so I had to pull over. Before doing anything else, I called roadside assistance. I didn't know what was wrong yet, or if it had anything to do with that man, but like I said, I had a bad feeling in my gut, and I wasn't taking any chances. After getting off the phone with them, I got out and looked at my tires. My front right tire was busted, and that was the tire closest to where the man was standing, so I put two and two together pretty quick. I looked back down the road where I came, and in the distance, I saw a figure walking toward me. I hurried into my car and locked the doors. He approached slowly, probably knowing the exact situation I was in. As the man got closer and closer, I contemplated whether or not to risk driving on my busted tire, but by some miracle, a truck came down the road and stopped behind me. They got out and asked if I was okay. I saw the man walking quickly back the way he came. I took this opportunity to tell the man from the truck of my suspicions, and he stayed there with me until the roadside assistance truck came, which was only a minute later. I got the police involved, and I wasn't surprised to find out that the name and address the man ordered with was fake. I don't know what he was trying to do, but making me drive all the way out on an empty road hidden by the forest makes me think it would have been more than just a robbery. When I was 17, I worked at my mom and dad's local restaurant. We were never a busy place, but it was enough to get us by. I ran the cash register and occasionally would help out waiting tables and cleaning. My parents were really nice about giving me flexible hours whenever I needed for school or whatever. Over the summer though, I'd be working full 40-hour weeks, typically from the afternoon until closing. This was my second year working there, and during the last half of summer, my parents had me do the closing tasks for most nights. I'd be there for maybe 15 to 30 minutes after restaurant hours to count the money and clean up. It wasn't difficult or anything, but it was just a tiny bit of extra responsibility. Anyway, on this Friday night, my dad and I had a somewhat busier night than usual. We were the only two workers there, aside from the assistant cook. At closing, my dad helped me out for a few minutes, then locked up the front doors and left for the night. I had plans with a friend after work, so I was rushing to get everything done. When I finished, it was a few minutes past 11. I walked out the back door, which led to a small employee parking lot, but I was taken back when I saw some guy right next to my car. He was looking through my windows, like he was trying to see what was inside.
"Hey, get away from my car."
He looked over at me, showing his face for a split second, then ran into the trees behind the parking lot. I didn't see him long enough to get a good look, but the only feature I could really make out was his long, unkempt, and patchy beard. He was a freaky-looking guy, and I was feeling really uneasy as I drove away. A couple days passed, and on this night, it was just me and the assistant cook working the closing shift. It was a weekday, so it was slow, but just 20 minutes before closing, a guy walked through the door. He sat at a table without saying anything. Now, this was one of those restaurants where you go up to the register first to order, then sit down, so this was kind of weird. I waited for a few minutes, until I walked up to his table and asked if he liked to order anything before we closed. It was then that I saw his long, patchy beard and recognized him as the guy from the other night. I was so caught up in my thoughts I didn't hear his response. I tried to tell him to leave, but I stuttered and it came out with zero confidence and assertiveness. He looked me in the eyes and asked for a dark roast coffee, completely ignoring what I said. I turned around and put the order in. I thought maybe this was all a misunderstanding somehow, but I'm pretty sure that was just me lying to myself to make me feel less scared of him. He sat at the table, staring ahead until his coffee was ready. I walked it over to him and reminded him that the place closed in 10 minutes, so he'd have to leave soon. Of course, he didn't respond, so I walked away. I went up to the assistant cook, who I never really talked to before, and told him about this guy and my uneasy feelings I got from him. He patted me on the shoulder and said to get started on cleaning for him, then he went to the front. I watched from over the counter as he nicely told the guy to leave. The man got up and made brief eye contact with me from across the restaurant, then turned around and walked to the door. I watched him leave, and as he extended his arm to push the door open, a very easily recognizable object was revealed. A gun wedged in the back of his belt. I thanked the cook and told him everything in more detail so he understood my concerns. He called the police without even hesitating, and while they didn't find the guy, he never came back to the restaurant. I'm grateful for our assistant cook, who I'm keeping anonymous for his own privacy. He could have easily just left for the night and let me deal with my own problems, but his kindness likely saved my life that night. When this happened, I was 23 and worked full-time at a pizza shop in my local area. I'm not sure if things were going on before this, but as far as I know, everything started and ended on this one night. Me and my best friend, Tim, worked the night shifts at this pizza place. It was a real small shop, having just 3 or 4 tables inside, because we specialized in delivery and takeout. Both me and Tim got our jobs there while we were in college, but just never left. Being in a quiet, rural town too, the job wasn't too much work. Never had busy days really, just a steady flow of orders sometimes. On this night, there was a light storm outside, and in return, business was slow. There were a few orders here and there, but overall, we didn't have much to do. By 10 p.m., Tim suggested we started cleaning up the place, and maybe even clocking out 15 minutes early. I went with it, grabbing some rags to wipe the tables with, when the phone at the front desk rang. I picked up after a few rings.
How can we help you today? Hello?
I waited another 5 seconds before putting the phone down and shaking my head. Just some prank call, I thought. I went back to scrubbing the tables, but at the front of the store, I saw a glare coming from the window. There was a car parked a few spots back. I couldn't see too well through the window in the rain, but there was definitely a light on in the car, like a cell phone or something. The pizza shop was on an individual lot, and there were no other cars, so that was the only reason I noticed them. A moment later, the phone rang again. Tim was closer, so he picked up this time. I could hear someone's muffled voice coming from the phone, and after a short talk, Tim hung up. At the same time, the light in the car turned off, and they drove away. I told Tim what I saw and how it was a little weird, but he shrugged and said it was just some old man who was ordering a pizza for delivery. I looked back at the now empty parking lot. It wouldn't make much sense for someone to order a pizza for delivery from right outside the shop, so I figured Tim was right and it was nothing. He started making the pizza while I continued cleaning. 10 minutes later, Tim boxed it up and handed it off to me to deliver. I ran through the rain to my car, then pulled up the address on my phone, 11 minutes away, not too bad. I pulled out and started making my way there. The roads were dead, nobody out at all. Google Maps took me down to a neighborhood full of large homes, then had me turn down a long driveway that led to a cul-de-sac, where there were 3 more driveways, each leading to a different house. I went down the one Maps told me to and pulled up next to the home. It was one of those large expensive houses, but pretty old looking and not very modern at all. I parked the car and double checked the address with the house number, then picked up the pizza and ran up to the front door.
Hello, pizza delivery.
I took a step back and looked at the front of the house. All of the lights were off. I dialed Tim's cell and had him call the guy who ordered. My phone buzzed a moment later, and Tim told me that his call went straight to voicemail. I shook my head in frustration and ran back through the rain to my car and got in. I tossed the pizza on the passenger seat and started backing out. This wasn't out of the ordinary, getting fake orders or dead deliveries, but it still annoyed me every time. When I got back, Tim was cleaning and said there were no more orders, so we were good to finish up and head out. I tossed the pizza in the trash and started helping him. Both of us were in the back, cleaning the ovens and wiping the prep counters, when a sudden bang came from the front of the building. We looked at each other, then ran to the front. At first, we didn't see anything, but then Tim spotted a small crack on the door. I walked over and opened it, and right outside was a heavy rock, big enough to throw and do some damage with. I looked around, seeing the parking lot was completely empty and nobody was nearby. Both of us were really confused and kind of freaked out. We talked about maybe calling the cops, but neither of us wanted to deal with that right now. To put things in perspective, it was 10 minutes before we were off, and if we called, then we'd be here for another hour at least. The crack on the door wasn't too big, not really that noticeable, so we chose to wait and just tell our manager the next day instead. We quickly finished up with the cleaning and left through the back door where our cars were parked. On the drive home, I rethought all the strange things that happened, and it made me uneasy. I pulled into my driveway and walked inside. It was late, so I knew I had to get in bed soon, but I wanted something to snack on first. I went to the kitchen to see what I had, but before I even opened the pantry, I heard a car splash through the puddles on the street outside my house. From the sound of it, I could tell it was parking. I walked over to my window and peeked outside, seeing a car parked right in front of my driveway. It only took me a second to realize it was the same car I'd seen outside the pizza shop. A cold rush went through me, and I stayed in the window to see what they were doing. The car was still on, but I couldn't see through their window. After a minute of no movement, I took out my phone and called Tim, telling him that I think one of the customers followed me home and was parked right outside my house.
Are you serious? You need to call the cops. Something's not right,
he said, urging me to hang up and call the police immediately. I don't know why I was so nervous to call the cops, but hearing Tim say it made me feel better about it. I moved away from the window and dialed 911. The lady on the line said that they would have someone on their way and that I should stay hidden and wait. I heard a car door open and close, so I quickly said okay and hung up. Looking back out the window, a man was walking up my driveway. He was wearing dark clothes, covering his whole body, and a hood covering his face. As he approached the house, I closed the curtains by the window and waited. His footsteps came to the front door. Then they continued across the front of the house until they reached the outside of the window and stopped. The sudden silence made the sound of the rain increasingly louder. I felt like I was standing there quietly for minutes before I stepped forward and moved the curtain an inch to the side, just enough to peek through. The man's cold eyes stared back at me. I let go of the curtain, and the man banged on the window. I stood a few feet away, terrified to death. And just as quick as it started, it ended. There was no more banging, no footsteps, nothing. All that was left was the sound of the raindrops clicking against the window. Although I never heard the man leave, he was gone when the police showed up. No car or man in sight. I told them all that had happened from the middle of my shift to the end of the night. They looked at me like I was crazy, and part of me felt crazy too. None of it made any sense, and there didn't seem to be any motive for the man to have done what he did. Honestly, because of that, the whole night had me messed up for a while. Going through something as senseless as that was really just fucked with my head. I'm hoping that by sharing this, someone may be able to help me understand what happened or why the man did what he did. It sounds odd, but even now, when it gets really quiet on rainy days, there's an eerie feeling that rushes through me, bringing me back to that night.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.